good morning. 7:20 in the morning. Playhouse in the morning. Y94.0. Jamie, Amy Kay, thanks for joining us in the Playhouse today. Comfort in numbers, something we do to kind of let somebody know they're not the only one that does something. They're not the only one in this boat. And if you can provide some comfort in numbers from Janae because you share her way of thinking, well, that would help her know that she is not completely off base here. Janae says, in comfort in numbers, here's why I need some comfort, guys. I've always been into astrology. Zodiac signs and learning about what astrology can tell us about our past, present, and future. I'm not, like, super weird about it, but yes, I read my horoscope regularly, and yes, I believe it gives me a glimpse into my life. I've been casually seeing a guy, and based off our signs and my recent horoscopes, I don't believe it's going to work. The relationship is fine, there's no problems, but I'm getting the sense from what I'm reading that we are inevitably doomed. Has anyone else ever made a somewhat major life decision based off their zodiac or horoscope? Are you somebody that follows that and has actually made a decision based off, well, the sign of this person or what you read in your horoscope? Can't say I have. Either of you have any comfort for it? Do you kind of go with that stuff? Or
Actually, like, not necessarily in relationships, but I have with jobs. And I know that for, like, relationships, when it comes to finding, like, who you're compatible with, I've looked after, like, past relationships and, like, seen a relationship that's ended or a relationship that was really toxic, and then looked up their astrology sign and mine and felt like, well, he is a Leo, I should have known, kind of thing.
So you really have kind of adhered to that.
Yeah, I think that I have. So, and it's something that I, like, maybe more so used to be into it more than I am now, but I definitely do take things into consideration with it.
I don't think you can end a relationship on that, though. If things are going fine besides the fact that you looked that up, you're kind of just, like, preparing yourself for doom because you looked into it and you're setting yourself up for failure.
For sure.
I don't think it's not something I would do, but now I'm looking into it. Now I'm curious.
Better look up. Oh, but be careful because people's signs moved around, right? They changed them.
I don't think that's real either.
I think, like, they changed them.
I think it's like they say that, but is that for real?
How can they change them? Thank goodness I never got that tattoo.
Yeah, you get that removed, I guess.
Get a new one.
What do you mean I'm not a Capricorn anymore? Do you go with major life decisions ever when it comes to things like your sign, your horoscope, any of that stuff? Janae's looking to end a relationship potentially just because of a horoscope and their zodiac signs. If you can give her some comfort in numbers, 237 hits, text 35270 as we play Ariana Grande's Positions. Playhouse, Y94. Heaven sent you to me. It's Playhouse Y94 in the middle of comfort in numbers. So Janae was looking for some comfort in numbers, a circle of support, some people that have been there in terms of people that make major life decisions based off their horoscope or zodiac sign. She's in a relationship and dating somebody for a while and it's going fine. Not really any problems, but after reading some stuff in her recent horoscopes and their zodiac signs in her mind not really matching up, she's thinking maybe it's time to walk away just entirely based off that. Did you have some comfort or were you just kind of saying, like, nah, I don't think so?
I think it's crazy to end a relationship because of some made-up stuff on the internet. If you guys are a good match, why would you think otherwise?
And that seems to be the dominant thing we're seeing, though there is some comfort sprinkled in there, too.
Yeah, somebody did say, I haven't been doing anything like this before, but going forward, I will. I have had pretty terrible relationships in the past years, and going back and looking at our signs, they never matched up. In fact, all of those were bad signs for me. Going forward, I'm going to try and do it differently. I could have saved myself a lot of heartbreak. Somebody else said I couldn't decide whether or not to go in a new direction with my career. I ended up following my horoscope and doing what it said, and it was the best decision that I ever made. Somebody else just said, no way, that stuff's just a bunch of hooey.
That stuff's just a bunch of hooey.
I feel like it kind of is.
No, I like horoscopes. I find them to be pretty accurate.
I don't know. I feel like mine's not accurate. I'm a Cancer.
What does it say?
That I'm, like, sensitive.
You are.
I mean, and you don't think so?
I think I'm kind of sensitive, but it's like I'm also, like, I just feel like I'm a little crazy, too.
Is that not one of your traits?
Part of the sensitivity.
Is that sensitive, though?
I think so. You walk into a room and assume the person that you're about to talk to is mad at you every time you walk into a room.
That is true.
This is 100% sensitivity. It says that you are sensitive, compassionate, self-protective, security-seeking, and offering, loving, and you display a very goofy, ingrating sense of humor.
You are wrapped up in a security blanket currently.
I'm cold. It's freezing in here.
So I think, yeah, that falls in line with Amy. Would you ever make a major life decision, like ending a relationship after a horoscope? Do you get some comfort or just like a no thank you?
Well, if you believe in astrology and want to follow it, then do what you believe. Maybe talk to him about it first so it doesn't just come out of the blue, though.
Hey, just so you know, I'm thinking about breaking up with you because I read my horoscope, but I'm on the fence yet. Was there anybody else that had some thoughts on it?
Yeah, somebody said there's nothing wrong with following your zodiac sign and doing your daily horoscopes. However, if you are going to break up with somebody for it, I don't think it is the best thing to do. You have to look at your relationship as it is and not what their signs are. Some people are very different from their actual signs.
And group therapy yet today. Dump them or date them as well. It's the Playhouse in the Morning. Hang on.
Waking up to the Morning Playhouse.
Every morning.
Y94.